Usually in the money advice and budgeting service, we see a greater proportion of people usually at the end of January, February, because people who come to MABS traditionally are people on low income social welfare, and they would be coming with their utility bills, probably having overspent a little at Christmas. Because people, I suppose, who have said no to their family all year find it very difficult to continue to do so at Christmas time. So people would come to us with ESB and gas and phone bills. However, this year, we are expecting an awful lot more because of the downturn in the economy. And last year, coming towards the end of the year, we saw a huge increase in the number of people coming to our service. We experienced over 30% increase in 2008. And our new helpline service received over 10,000 calls during the year.
Wow.
So we don't expect that to get any better during 2009. Yeah. Because a lot of people who were in work in 2008 will probably or are probably losing their job if they did not do so towards the end of 2008, could possibly lose it in 2009.
So I suppose you're dealing with a different clientele, because you say previously it was people on social welfare, and now it's more likely to be people who've lost their jobs and have too great a debt to be able to pay.
And are on social welfare very often.
Now,
Have very little income and may have mortgage, may have a car loan, may have a credit union loan, an overdraft facility. So they're going to find it quite difficult to manage. And we would be advising people very early to address the new situation. Go talk to the people you owe money to, advise them of your situation, and ask them what flexibility is there available to you. Mm. And the earlier you go and the earlier you talk to your creditors, the more flexibility you will receive. Mm. So it is important to react early.
Yeah, that I suppose the initial reaction, and you know, I know for myself, if you're in debt or whatever, you're inclined to almost want to just hope it'll go away. You know, your initial reaction isn't to call up the bank or call up the credit card company and tell them, you know, look, I'm in trouble.
Exactly that. You're inclined to say, well, I get a job tomorrow, or I'll win the lottery, you know, or something will turn
up.
But it doesn't turn up in time. So the important thing is to react early, even before you get into arrears, particularly if it's your mortgage that is in question. Go talk to your mortgage company. Tell them you anticipate that you might be made redundant, just like that, and ask them to know, if you are made redundant, what options are available to you? And usually they will outline, you know, what options are available. And you will be able to put possibly an affordable and a sustainable program in place that you can afford and that your mortgage supplier is happy with, even in the medium to short to long term.
But will the banks themselves be able to do that? Because they're also experiencing a cash flow problem.
Well, of course, but like it's a difficult situation, particularly where your mortgage is concerned. I'm sure that your mortgage supplier will want to hold on to you, even if you're able to pay a little, because like the price of property is still falling out there. And really, your mortgage supplier isn't in the business of owning property and not owning vacant property, which may be worse. So they will be interested in talking to you and to try and keep you in your home.
So I suppose the lesson in a way is that, you know, people are flexible, or people are willing to discuss and negotiate, as long as you get out there quickly enough.
Yes, to get out there quickly enough and to make promises that you know you can keep. Very often we have seen clients who come to us very late, very often when they have received a court date, and they have made many promises that they couldn't keep. And of course, you know, so it's important, I suppose, to find out how much you can afford, if anything. Making out a simple budget is the first step. In that regard, just to sit down with a piece of paper and write your income, no matter how big or small, on one side, and then your outgoings, your priority outgoings, on the other, like the food, your heat and light, the roof over your head, your rent, your mortgage. They're your priorities. And then you can make, particularly to creditors who are not secured on your home, you will know how much you can offer them, if anything, in this present climate.
Mm.
But the important thing is to react early. Make out a budget, offer what you can afford, if any, and then stick to that plan.
Yeah. And what help, what extra help can MABS give if somebody goes to MABS? What will you be able to advise them or help them with?
Well, we have information on our website, which is mabs.ie. For people who may need to talk to somebody personally, They can do so on our helpline, which is 1-890-283-438. They can do that for the price of a local call, in the confidentiality. A non-judgmental advisor will be there to take your call between 9 in the morning until 8 at night, Monday to Friday. Also, if you feel that you need a face-to-face interview with a money advisor locally, we have over 60 offices nationwide.
Because I suppose it's quite embarrassing for people as well to admit and to own up that they have to go to somebody like MABS to get help.
I suppose admitting to anybody that you are in difficulty with your money or that you can't afford to pay your bills is not the nicest place to be. And I think people's self-worth is very often tied up in their ability to handle their money. And we would have people coming to us saying, now I can't even handle my money. It can be a very isolating place to be. And like of recent times, we are beginning to hear people talking about, you know, being very depressed about their finances. And like what we would say to people is, look, there is a service out there. It's at the end of a phone for the price of a local call. It's available to you every day. And usually when you talk the problem out, and particularly you talk the problem out to people who are dealing with the problem every day for others, there may be solutions that you're not aware of. So that phone number, again, if people would like to call it, if they are in difficulty, is 1-890-283-438.